Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Preparing for Disaster in America, on Tuesday, December 18th, 2012. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by ElectricSafe.com. Do you back up your computer? Are your precious digital photos safe? Well, if you do back up, then you're part of the one-fifth of computer users worldwide that have a computer disaster plan. That leaves 4 out of 5 of you that don't. 3-2-1. That's the rule of thumb in data security. 3 copies, 1 is the original, on 2 different media, like 2 different hard drives, with 1 off-site. Not on another desk in your office, but another city or another state. Do you have life insurance, car insurance, medical insurance? Shouldn't you have digital life insurance protect your computer against hard drive crashes, flood, theft, fire, viruses, and accidental deletion? Where do you store your electric treasures? Well, in an electric safe, electricsafe.com. Visit them today. Only $5 a month for unlimited backup of a single computer and all the hard drives attached. 2 computers, $10 a month. There's a free 14-day trial, no credit card required. Where do you store your electric treasures? In an electric safe, of course, electricsafe.com. You can find out more about us at facebook.com/The South Bay Show or visit our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Preparing for disaster in America. This is a subject that can never be treated lightly, but we do our best to make it interesting, engaging, and yes, even entertaining to learn the few key skills and primary information that could save your life, your family's lives, that of a neighbor in a time of crisis, or the life of a treasured pet. Our mission is to engage hearts and minds and build knowledge and skills to help you prepare for whatever may come. This show is a true collaboration with solid roots in the community and a partnership with the Official Disaster Preparation Establishment. Our producer is the president of the local Manhattan Beach Community Emergency Response Team Association, Mr. George Butts. Hey, George, how you doing today?
Good morning, Joe. Season's greetings, everybody. I'm just fine, thank you.
Ho, ho, ho. Season's greetings. And with us today is my co-host and owner, producer, writer of South Bay by Jackie.com, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm well this morning, Joe. Hi, George, how are you?
Good morning.
Okay, so I don't know if many of you are watchers of The Voice, that show, but we are here in our household, and they had a beautiful sort of tribute to the victims of Sandy Hook, and we just enjoyed that so much last night, and
it was a beautiful beginning.
Yeah. So they're in our prayers and our thoughts, and we also think about other people during this time, people who are living, people that maybe more vulnerable in disasters, and that's the subject of our show today. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Pamela Penson. Pamela is the co-founder of ADIA In-Home Care and will discuss with us today the needs of the elderly during a major disaster. Pamela has worked in the business sector for over 20 years. She became an entrepreneur at the age of 17, importing and exporting textiles from India to the United States. She is a graduate of the University of Southern California and earned a PhD in neuroeconomics from Claremont Graduate University. She has been active in entrepreneurial ventures and acquisitions for the last 16 years in a variety of fields such as consumer products, international manufacturing, real estate, and service providers. Her international experience includes owning and operating companies and consultancies in Australia, Brazil, China, India, South Africa, Italy, Germany, England, Mexico, Greece, and Spain. She serves on multiple humanitarian boards whose mission is to assist women and children in becoming self-sufficient entrepreneurs in undeveloped and depressed economic markets worldwide. She is currently on sabbatical from her professorship work while she conducts research in neuroeconomics. Pamela has volunteered her time as the executive director for the nonprofit organization Walk with Sally since its creation in 2004. Pamela speaks five languages, was raised in South Pasadena, and lives in San Marino, California. Welcome to the show, Pamela. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Yes, we're very happy to have you, and of course, we are very good friends of walkwithsally.org, and we're thrilled to have you on that score. But the idea, the tagline for the show, seniors and preparing for disaster, disaster preparedness and seniors, is such an interesting topic. I don't believe we've done that before, so this is a new one. We've done lots of different topics, including pets and disasters and so forth, but never seniors. This is something you know a lot about, isn't it, Pamela?
It is, and through ADIA, in caring for a very many families in the Los Angeles County, Nick and I have recognized not only the need to provide good quality home care services in the home for an elderly person, but in that process, we learn and realize that no one has a plan for what to do when the unexpected comes, like the natural disaster. And it can be very serious, very devastating for an elderly person, especially if she are bedbound or if they're using oxygen, or if they have around-the-clock care. It's similar to the stories that you hear in the media where nurses are trying to rush elderly people out of hospitals in the middle of a crisis. We face the same thing with our caregivers. How do we protect the elderly people that are kind of stuck at home,
right,
but they need help?
Well, I see that this is a wonderful synergy, that when ADIA Cares is involved in a client's life, and they're, as is said on your website, they're friend and counselor and housemate and all of these things to the clients, that it's a perfect opportunity to also prepare the home and prepare for disaster. And disaster in this case could be, you know, when the electricity is out you can't get to the store or something like that, so the extra supplies should be in place, and certainly supplies of medication and that kind of a thing. All of these things you guys can provide as a resource, just the checklist of things that people should look at, and that's such a valuable resource.
Absolutely. It really just starts with a plan. And what I always find very interesting in how people behave is, if you think about your entire life, you plan everything. You plan what you are going to do for the day. As a child, a parent plans the day for a child. You plan where you're going to go to school. You plan on what type of vehicle you're going to buy, and you do the research on the various vehicles. When you're old enough to buy a home, you plan on how am I going to finance this, or what kind of job do I want. So along our lifetime, we make a lot of plans, except for what we've witnessed is, what's the plan when you are ready to retire and you choose to want to age at home? And also, what's the plan for when there is an emergency at home and you're an elderly person? Some of the things that you can do to prepare for the unexpected, whether it's the lights go out or there's a natural disaster, assembling a kit, a plan, is really the beginning of this process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most people just do not seem to understand, how to start that plan. And so at ADIA, we help elderly people and families start that plan.
So, Pamela, let's step back for a moment and just give the broader picture of what ADIA does and how they do it, because I have lots of questions about that, and I'm sure a lot of listeners do, because it's such a hot topic right now. To set the stage in a broader context, 10,000 Americans every day turn 65. And people might say, well, is that unusual? Well, yes, this is very unusual. This is the age wave. The baby boomers born from 1946 to 1964 moving through the demographics of our nation, but now they're moving through 65, 55, 45, and that wave is headed right for your business. So just tell us, what is ADIA?
ADIA was created to specifically serve what is now called the silver tsunami. And that is this enormous surge and shift in the population of exactly what you said, 76 million Americans that were born between the years of 1946 to 1964. This is a serious demographic shift. And in our research, we discovered that there wasn't a market ready to serve this demographic. Geriatricians, in fact, there's a significant shortage of doctors focusing on the geriatric population. I think that there are still 30 to 40 or 50,000 more geriatricians that are still needed to really serve this market. Home care companies, there is still a vast shortage in this area. So the needs of an elderly person as they age, they are living longer and they're living longer in a healthy way. And so, in fact, a recent study that I read, which was kind of amazing to me, was that the last boomer will not die until sometime around 2080, which seems like a very, very long time. And so the question is, what is our country doing to help support this population in terms of food and medication and quality of life? And home care and more doctors and more nurses is a huge need now to prepare for the future and to plan for the future.
There are many futurists and other pundits out there that say, you know, medical science is progressing not on a linear scale but on an exponential scale. So, you know, just a few years into the future, if you can survive for the next 10 or 15 years, that your life expectancy can expect to add many, many more than 10 or 15 years to your life, because medical science is progressing so fast. When you place one of your people in a home, is it normally a short time, a few hours a day? Is it someone that stays there longer? What's the pattern do you find in most of your appointments, or is it always different?
It is always different. It's always different because the needs of an elderly person is always different. The personality of an elderly person in today's age is also always different. What they perceive they need might be different from what a son or daughter perceives mom and dad need. Mm-hmm. And so that's when sometimes ADIA has to, in many cases, become the mediator and the conflict, the company or the person that resolves the conflict between these different generations, which sometimes is very serious. And so to answer your question, it just depends on the need and what the family or what the elderly person is willing and able to accept. It also depends on what they can afford. I strongly believe that in this particular industry, it really boils down to two factors. Who do you trust, mm-hmm. and what can you afford? It just boils down to those two questions.
Great. That's a great breakdown, because obviously trust and cost are huge. And so let's tackle each one in turn. Let's start with trust. Most people who have older parents or older siblings or just, you know, older relatives, don't know who to trust in terms of bringing care into the home. And how does ADIA approach that subject of trust?
ADIA approaches the subject of trust by showing the family in a tangible way, by giving families names and numbers and testimonials of how ADIA has been in the lives of clients. And it's not just a job for our caregivers. This is really a calling for our caregivers. They choose to be caregivers and invest their time in caring for someone else. And so it's easy to say, and it's easy to drum up a resume and say, I'm qualified for this caregiving job. It's not so easy to show a pattern of doing that over time and doing that very well. So with families, we demonstrate that by connecting them with other families that have experience very good care. And we also inform prospective families of the risks out there, that there's always a cost of doing something. So what's the cost of using ADIA services versus the cost of not using ADIA services? And trust is a big cost. And so trust, whether it's trusting the agency that you're working with, or the employees interviewed, background checked, supervised, trained, or if it's choosing to hire someone directly that you met through church or through your workplace, how much do you know about them? Where do they come from? What's their education? What's their work experience? Mm-hmm. Are they responsible and reliable? And so all of these factors combined will hopefully enable that feeling and that sense that, yes, I trust this person to take care of my mother, or I trust this person to take care of me when I'm down and in bed.
Mm-hmm. Right, of course. So now the question of cost. How does ADIA handle that? And what would you say to the typical, you know, brother and sister that are now looking, you know, how are we going to take care of mom? Mom doesn't need to go into a nursing home. She's relatively healthy. She just needs help around the house.
That's a very common question. And after they've determined who can they trust, then the next question is, well, what can mom afford?
Right.
Or what could the family afford? And my first question back to the family is, well, do you have insurance? Do you have long-term care insurance? Because that has become a very popular resource over the last 5 to 6 years, where people can take monies from a long-term care insurance that is primarily used for home care services.
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, then do you have personal wealth? If the answer is no, then the question is, who can chip in, and how much do you have in totality? How much would that stretch? And so in many cases, they have to be very careful to stretch the dollars for as long as possible. And it might be that family chip in their time to help mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some period of rest, then they hire a caregiver for a few hours a day. But the family is taking the bulk of the responsibility because there are financial constraints there. In other cases, there are families that say, I will never put my mother or father in a nursing home because promise that I made when my mother or father was lucid, and we have the means, and so let's have 24-hour care. It just depends,
mm-hmm,
on what they can afford. But I always start with that question is, do you have a financial plan? Because home care services is one of many costs that you will incur when caring for an elderly,
mm-hmm,
person.
So I'm sorry, what would some of the other costs be?
Well, the other cost would be if the decision is to keep mom or dad at home because you, A, trust the person or company, and, B, you can afford it, then in most cases, you are looking at making structural changes to the home to make the home more senior-friendly. And that might be widening the doors, or it might be changing the bathroom area, just the restroom bathing environment. You may have to do a remodel to that particular environment, because almost 90% of all falls that occur with the elderly happen in the restroom area. And so that's a big red flag. It might be that you need to install a ramp in the front of the home and in the back of the home so that wheelchairs can be used. And so there are some structural changes that are needed.
Right. Right. Of course, that makes a lot of sense. So now, okay, now we have a sense of what EDA provides, I think, in terms of or maybe we should be more explicit about that. When someone doesn't need 24-hour care, or someone doesn't need someone in the home all day, but just they need someone to drive them to the store, the grocery store. They need someone to help them prepare meals and perhaps get in and out of the bathtub or something like that. But that's about it. Otherwise, they're pretty self-sufficient. What kinds of costs would be associated with someone that needs, I would say, maybe a few hours a day, 3 days a week?
Okay. The cost depends on what type of service is provided. So there's a full range of different types of services, and you mentioned a few. There's transportation, there's meal preparation, there is companionship, there is assistance with bathing, assistance with dressing, there's medication reminder. But all of these factors are non-medical, as the industry has labeled them, activities of daily living. And so at ADA, the price range for the activities of daily living are different, and it could range from $20 per hour to $30 per hour. It just depends on what the caregiver is doing. And the hours can be anywhere from 3 hours a day to 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we are talking with Pamela Pinson from ADIA, a home care agency here in Los Angeles, California, and this is the South Bay Show, Preparing for Disaster in America. We're going to talk more about how seniors can prepare for disasters specifically, and of course, if you have any questions, if you are a caregiver for someone, or if you are in your home and you're thinking maybe I might need some services, and you have questions, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to talk with you, and you can ask Pamela questions. So, Pamela, tell us now, okay, we've talked a lot about how ADIA delivers their services, and now this new component, which, again, is such a natural fit, preparing both your employees, because it's, you know, we often talk about disasters that you will be in one of three places. You'll be at home, you'll be at work, or you'll be on the road. So, you know, perhaps having a backpack in your car and a backpack at work is smart, because you're very likely to be there when that event occurs. But now your workers are potentially likely to be in the home of the person they're caring for when a disaster occurs. How extensive is this preparation, I would say, checklist? Because for us, we could give you quite a list of things that you need to plan for, and that includes water, right? And that includes food and medicine. How did you guys get into this, and how extensive is it?
If the client is using ADIA service for the minimum number of hours, which is 3, or 24-hour care, which is the maximum number of hours, regardless of the number of hours, ADIA will always create an emergency plan, a supply kit and a family emergency plan that's customized for the elderly person. And that is an absolute priority because we recognize, as you just stated, that if there is a natural disaster, there's a very good chance that the caregiver will be with this person at their home. And it has happened. We have faced very serious situations where caregivers really went above and beyond and in my eyes became heroes in what they had to do to protect our elderly clients. The emergency plan includes items such as you mentioned, water purifying tablets. There are boxes of milk that we have ready and prepared that usually last about a week after opened. There are jars of peanut butter. There are canned tuna. There's canned lentils. And these are all very specific types of foods that we ensure to have at each home because they last a long time after opening, and B, they're elderly friendly, senior friendly. Mm-hmm. And so we also have other items like dentures and an extra set of eyeglasses, of course, their medication kit. So everything that's in the home, there's an extra set in the emergency supply kit, extra clothing, blankets, walkers, operable wheelchair, that's always very important. So those are the very specific items that are unique to
Association. Is that right?
You can assume correct. We they're in a disaster, in an emergency, there's always something that somebody can do, whether it be paperwork, whether it be just sitting and you know, when the big one hits, the firehouse is going to be empty. Mm-hmm. The fire department, the police, everybody's going to be out. They're going to be on the road. They're going to be taking care of business. We will need somebody at the firehouse, if nothing more than sitting at a table in a chair with some water and food and directing people to our areas that we have set up that is near the firehouse but not there. So we do work with them in all of our training. It is geared to all ages and all physical types of ability, whether they can pick up or they can bend over. We have both young and old with knee replacements and problems with people getting down on their knees, bending over. Mm-hmm. We're able to create all of our training around both age and physical limits. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, like I mentioned before the show, we have our senior villa in Manhattan Beach. And they have exercises at least twice a year and regular meetings with our battalion chief. And that would be one of the places that I wouldn't mind being during a large earthquake or a disaster. There are a number of CERT members there, but they also train all the rest of their residents.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that they're pretty well prepared.
Oh, they are.
And they are. The mindset is there. They know what to do.
They put on their own. When we have the great shakeout in October, they have put on their own, where they have gone and put tape across the elevator, and they make sure that people are able to walk up and down. They help those that need help.
Right. So there are lots of companies that are selling products. There's lots of companies that are trying to prepare people, but they're preparing them by selling them the tools for disaster preparation. But of course, you know, Community Emergency Response Team Association, what you do is about training people and about educating them. And then Pamela's company, ADIA, they have clients, they have responsibilities, they have charges, and they're now preparing their own clients, and also their employees for disaster preparation. Are there other companies that have primary care sort of relationships with people in Manhattan Beach that also provide disaster preparation, like ADIA, for instance? They're with their clients an awful lot of time. It makes sense that they would do this.
Well, if you're asking me, it would make sense, but I'm not sure. I'm not aware of any specific.
Take care of their older adult, their parent, or a mother or father. More than provide companionship, we must be ready to provide and to really counsel, but more than that, execute on a plan that we've created when we first started the service, and that is really important.
Pamela, I think now I have the thread, and the thread is that I was thinking of when I asked George that question. Of course, ADIA is incomparable, but you do have competitors. I don't believe I've heard of your competitors leading with or touting as a benefit the fact that you would also prepare your clients and, of course, your employees for disaster preparation. This is something that's new, I think. Isn't this new in the industry?
Yeah, it might very well be. I believe that Nick and I knew from the very beginning that ADIA needed to be different and provide greater quality. And that was really just the bottom line. And so how do we achieve that? And so it really wasn't even comparing ourselves with other home care companies. It was ensuring that if the elderly person is choosing to stay at home and age at home successfully, that it needs to be a quality experience from A to Z. And that was really just the bottom line. And it also really kicked it into high gear when several years ago there was a devastating fire in the Rolling Hills area. Mm-hmm. And we have many clients in that particular area. It's a gated community. Mm-hmm. And there were many, many elderly couples that were stuck because they were closed off. The roads were closed for access into the gated area, and it was at that time that I realized this was an absolute priority to get this preparedness and training for our caregivers in place, more so than we even did before. And so what the caregivers had to do is they had to wheelchair the older adults out of their home. They had to take bags of depends. These are adult briefs that the elderly couple need to use. The canned tuna, the peanut butter, everything that was in place already, take the elderly couples out of their home. And I was able to make an arrangement with the DoubleTree the Marriott Hotel in Torrance to help house these older adult couples.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a very important point in which Adia realized this was an absolute must.
Wow, that is a great story, and when you say you and Nick Arquette decided that you just would do not what was normal in the industry, but you would do what's right, reminds me of that story, the story that pretty much all business philosophers talk about this is going to be embarrassing. The great hockey player is asked, "Why are you so special? You're not that big. You're not that fast. Why have you been able to be so successful?" And he said, "Well, most people follow the puck, but I try to go where the puck is going to be. And that's why I've been so successful." And what you guys are doing is not following the path, the pack. You're going where you know people need you to be. You're going to provide the services that you know people need, and then that makes, by definition, that makes your service, Adia, just that different, just that much different from the rest. And hopefully people see that when they make a decision to find a company to take care of a loved one. It's really special what you and Nick do. And we'll talk more with Pamela Penson and about Adia and about seniors and preparing for disaster. But now we'd like to thank a sponsor. And Jackie, what sponsor do we want to thank today?
If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate all your language needs. For more information, you can visit the website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com or call 310-975-4133. That would be the Academy of Foreign Languages. Joe, did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, you did.
Oh.
That would be Academy of Foreign Languages.com.
Yes, that's who it would be.
And, of course, his name is Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, you're looking it up.
the beauty of Google. And Wayne Gretzky, of course, when asked why are you so great, said, well, he always anticipated where the puck was going rather than following the puck, and attempted to execute the right move at the right time, and, of course, went on to be one of the most successful players in history. So, Pamela, now we've talked a little bit about the business. We've talked a little bit about did you give us a final price on what might be a typical scenario? You said a minimum of 3 hours, so 3 hours three times a week. What would be a typical cost that someone could look at?
It could range anywhere between $20 to $30 per hour. It just depends on what type of service is delivered. For example, if the client needs someone to take him or her to a social event, to a religious event, or a doctor's appointment, and it's really just transportation. The client is completely lucid, and there is no need for physical assistance, then the rate may very well be towards the lower part of the spectrum, mm-hmm. closer to 20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if the person needs more care, and the person perhaps needs assistance with bathing and dressing, and the care is much more critical for their ability to just stay at home and live comfortably, and there's more assistance required, more skill assistance required, then the rate may be closer to the mid-20s or above that.
It is something that we've talked about an awful lot, disaster preparation. But the idea of having the additional help of the organization that you've hired to take care of a loved one, or to provide limited services to take care of a loved one, to also lead the way in helping that household be prepared for disaster, is just a beautiful thing. Anyone who is concerned about disaster preparation wants to read up more about it, of course, you can always go to ready.gov, an excellent website to provide any information that you'd like to have about such a thing. And then, of course, there's Ready LA, readyla.com, provides a tremendous amount of resources, and also translated into Spanish. So readyla.com for disaster preparation information in general. But for the elderly, can you just talk a few minutes now? What would be a general sort of your general prescription for people? What are some of the things to look out for specifically for elderly and seniors in a disaster preparation context?
The first point that is in the training of an ADA caregiver when a disaster hits home is to provide assurance to the elderly person, and that really begins with Mr. or Mrs., we have a plan. We worked on the plan over X period of time, and so now it's time to execute this plan. And I truly believe, regardless of age, fear comes about because you just don't have control over what's taking place. It's unexpected. And so having a plan in place is what, in most cases, reduces that sense of fear of not having control and that sense of having extraordinary risks. So the first point is to assure the elderly person, we have a plan, and we need to very quickly gather certain items, mm-hmm. and we need to follow this plan, step one, step two, all the way through step finish, which in some cases might be the caregiver is taking the elderly person to a local hotel that ADA has made special arrangements for, like in the fire situation that I shared earlier. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, elderly people begin to very, very quickly feel that their world is really closing in on them, mm-hmm. and they feel more alone in some cases because in most cases they don't have family around them. It's really just them and the elderly person, even though they're at their home. And so the first red flag is their sense of disorientation and not knowing what to do. Mm-hmm. But then they're reminded, I'm here for you, and we're going to do this together.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great subject to focus on, a great subject to highlight the preparation for disaster. But one thing you mentioned earlier, I want to go back to briefly, and that is the issue of long-term care insurance. Many people who have the means, or seemingly have the means, to take care of themselves, you know, most people, sadly, are not very well, they have not planned well for retirement. They don't have a lot of resources when they're retiring. This is just a fact of life. It's not any particular demographic. It's just most people don't plan well. It's just like, you know, everybody can't be a genius. Most people don't plan well. And but those few families that do plan well, seemingly okay, even if they have literally a couple million dollars in the bank, that can be so quickly depleted. One or the other partner has a serious chronic illness, and because of you know, all the costs associated with medical care, even if you have excellent medical insurance, the costs can be overwhelming, and then your resources can be depleted. And most people, apparently most people don't realize, but most people are going to be faced with a long-term care issue rather than the ultimate death. Instead of death, even scarier proposition is a long-term care chronic illness issue that depletes your resources to the point where you can't even take care of yourself long-term. And then your home is at risk. All your resources have already been spent. And that's why long-term care insurance is so critical. I know several people in the in insurance industry have completely changed their whole business operations to focus on long-term care for two reasons. One, it's critical. And then number two, it's the one of the largest sort of, I would say, business opportunities in the insurance industry today. Can you talk about that a little bit and the difference between your clients that have long-term care insurance and the ones that don't?
Yes, it's interesting that you point that out, because sometimes, as you said, when chronic illness hits the home, in addition to the need of having a caregiver, which in the beginning could be that mom or dad's driver's license was taken away, and so they're physically fine, they're lucid, they're able, they're ambulatory, they just can't drive. And so that is sometimes a catalyst for needing home care. So taking that situation to what you described, which is not only can you not drive, but now you have dementia or you have Parkinson's. And so these are chronic illnesses that require much more care, which means probably much more money. There are situations where clients have long-term care insurance and they are being reimbursed anywhere between $100 to $200, I've seen in a rare occasion $300 a day by the insurance company, but really no more than $300. I think, again, that's very rare. And that's still not enough to cover the costs of home care. And so the family is then faced with, we've been paying into this long-term care insurance for the last 50 years, and now when we need it the most, because my wife has dementia and I refuse to put her in a nursing home, I want to keep her at home, but it's not enough to cover my costs. That's a serious dilemma. And so what family members end up doing is, as I think I shared earlier, they end up having to recruit family members to help with the responsibility of providing care for X amount of hours per week, and then the balance is provided by a professional caregiver from ADA. But they realize that the person is physically well, they can move well, but because of the dementia, they're not safe alone. So someone has to be with the person all the time, and that's going to require more care and more costs. And at the end, yet the insurance doesn't cover all of it. It's a hard place to be in.
It's a hard place to be in. And as you said, you know, even the best long-term care insurance maxes out at something like $300 a day, which,
yes,
by the way, Pamela, is a lot of money. $300 a day is a lot of money, and yet still it's not enough. And if a family has not prepared and they don't have long-term care insurance, I'll bet I'll bet anything that that's one of the saddest things that you have to deal with in your business.
It's very sad. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a very sad situation because this is a family that did plan ahead, and like they planned every other part of their life, and yet when they need it the most, it's still not enough. And 300 is really very, very rare. The average is about 200. Hmm. And so what can you really get for 200? You can easily do the math. If you need 24-hour care and you need a skilled, good, reliable caregiver, then you're probably going to pay anywhere between $22, $23 per hour. Again, it just depends on the company. So if you multiply the 22 times the 24, I mean, that can take you above $500 a day.
Yeah, it's scary. It's fiscally, you know, it's talk about a fiscal cliff. You know, this is the personal economy of many individuals in America or many families in America. The personal economies are being devastated by, you know, the need for care for some member of the family. And all we can do is encourage people to look at, I assume that you encourage people to look at long-term care insurance. But I'm
absolutely
okay.
Absolutely, and it's still possible, even in the 60s or 70s. I think every long-term care insurance company has a different cap on how late you can apply. And of course, like anything in insurance, the longer you wait, the higher the premium.
Right.
And so, it's highly encouraged to get long-term care insurance when you're in your mid to early 40s and plan ahead. But it's a reality in this older adult market. It's who do you trust and how much can you afford? And long-term care insurance is one way of many ways of paying for something like this.
Right.
What ADIA does is, in addition to providing the healthcare services, but what we also do, and we're very proud of doing this, is providing education to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that is through our community outreach presentations, which are free of charge. And these are the topics that we present to family members that are also trying to answer these questions, that they know these questions are looming for either themselves or their parent.
Mm-hmm.
And we give a lot of information and referrals as well.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard it from Pamela Penson of ADIA, and you've heard it from me, your host, Joe Terry, yours truly. Please look into long-term care insurance at your earliest convenience. If you're anywhere north of your 40s, I don't care if you're a millionaire or if you've got $10 million in the bank, a serious long-term illness can deplete your bank account quicker than you can say, you know, Jack Rabbit. And so you need to look into long-term care for those chronic illnesses. Hey, if you die, you die, and it's over. But if you're fortunate enough not to die and to have a long-term chronic illness, you could be depleting the resources that you thought you'd be leaving to your spouse, and that's one of the saddest things we see in the industry today. So, George, tell me, what's coming up? Pamela, we'll be back to you in a moment, but I just wanted to find out from George coming up on some future shows.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
And before that, let me speak just briefly about the long-term health care. My wife and I have it.
Yeah.
If you are in business for yourself, your businesses can pay. It's part of a health insurance plan.
Mm.
So we have long-term health. We've had it for a number of years. I couldn't really tell you how many. It does go up every now and then, but we have determined that I guess we're going to, you know, Pamela's coming in to take care of us in our home when we need it. So I would recommend it, and I would look into the idea of, especially if you're self-employed, the business. So it is a write-off. So it is an expense. So think about that. Future shows. Of course, it is the holiday season, and next Tuesday is Christmas. Mm-hmm. The following Tuesday is New Year's. So I'm going to have to take a break before we have show number 39, which will be on January 8th of 2013. And not that we want to talk about this, but in light of what did happen this last Friday, we're going to bring back one of our guests, Lisa Denhofer. Lisa is on the East Coast, and she was on our show in August speaking of crisis communication skills for both individual and mass casualty events. Mm-hmm. The events of last Friday actually have brought lots of complexity to the tasks of those that had to deal with the tragedy in Connecticut. And we're going to talk about the children's side of it, and it will be a great show. It may be somewhat emotional. I'm not sure that there are too many people out there that can't talk or watch this without on the news these days without getting extremely emotional and upset.
Right.
But Lisa will be here the morning of January 8th, and then we start a whole new year. And I want to just now, before I sign off for mm-hmm. today, mm-hmm. wish all a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, however you wish to spend your holiday season. Please enjoy, spend it with family, and have a very safe and productive new year. And we will talk to you all this next year.
Okay.
And that's George. George is out for 2012.
George is going to be taking a 2-week vacation.
There's no vacation.
I am not. I have to do shows on Thursdays and Fridays. Speaking of, I just wanted to mention a little program note for this Thursday.
Yes.
We are going to have Doug Christensen on. He is the proprietor of South Bay Mobile Tours. Mm-hmm. South Bay Mobile Tours is a Segway company.
Right.
They do tours in certain parts of the South Bay by Segway. And guess who is going to take our first Segway ride tomorrow?
No, really?
Way.
Segway.
Segway. Tomorrow morning, 9:30, I'm meeting him. I'm taking a ride.
And this is your first time?
My very first time, yes. If I'm not here Thursday, you know something went terribly wrong.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being with us, Pamela. Can you give quickly the contact information for ADIA if someone is interested in your services?
Yes, thank you. The contact information is the website, which is adiacares.com. Mm-hmm. The office phone number in Torrance is 310-370-0555. And we welcome all calls. We would love to help more families, especially during the holidays mm-hmm. and at any time during the year.
Right. Well, we just have we have such confidence and we're so thankful for what ADIA does and the way in which you do it. You and Nick have done such a wonderful job with that business, and I look forward to more from you guys. I look forward to you guys are going to be expanding, aren't you?
We sure are. We are looking into moving into the Orange County area and also the West Los Angeles area, Pasadena area.
I just want to warn people, if you're listening live, the show is going to be ending shortly, and we thank you for joining us. But we are going to ask Pamela a couple of more questions. So if you're listening live, please look to the archive. And if you're listening to the archive, hold on for few questions that I have for Pamela, and we're just going to go over a little. But Pamela, I have relatives in Chicago, and we've often thought about the end game of caring for them, and we, you know, this is an ongoing discussion as people grow older, and I'm starting to get older, and my generation is getting older. But what is the rollout plan for ADIA in terms of growth? Do you see you guys, you know, you're currently in the LA area and in Pasadena, is that right?
Correct, yes.
So, you know, the South Bay area, Torrance, and then in Pasadena. But what's the rollout plan? How fast do you expect to grow?
And that's a good question. Nick and I talk about that a lot, and I truly believe that there are always risks to growing too fast, and that sometimes when you grow too fast, you are at risk of losing the quality and the intimacy that we do provide and do differentiate ourselves from other home care companies. So the growth plan is to grow beyond the state of California, but it is on a very controlled basis, and we're looking in the future to open it up to quality friendly owners as well. So it is exciting, but it's also a very deliberate, slow growth. We have plenty of time.
So has the question come up? I mean, you know, you could look at franchising, of course, or you could just look at, you know, company-owned operations in other cities, in other towns, in other states, and not
for sure
consider franchising.
That's right, and I. Find people with the kind of real true understanding of what it really takes to provide quality care. And that sometimes is a big myth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very, very eager to find other people that are skilled and that understand this market and understand how to go about being. It's a reality for us every single day. Every single day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I just can't wait for the future. I'm looking forward to finding out how you guys grow, and it's just such a vibrant, marketplace, and it really needs someone like ADIA in that marketplace. So thank you for doing that. Thank you, George. George is there.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you, George.
No, I am here. Thank you, sir.
Merry
Christmas. Oh, we thought you already left on vacation.
Oh. There are no vacations here.
No vacations. You've got hundreds and hundreds of cabs to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, don't even remind me.
Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All righty. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show for the day, and we'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.